This is HDN.
It's Thursday, October 23rd. This is the Halifax Daily News.
I want to start off by, giving some kudos to, some very well-deserved kudos. The 311 service. Don't know if you've ever used this, but a couple of times that I have used it, it has been absolutely amazing. And this past weekend, they even gave me a thank you call. Just to tell you what happened, I was out on Monday and drove past, you know, those big blue signs that herald your arrival in a new community within the HRM?
Yes.
You know, it's Beaver Bank, Fall River, whatever. Well, the one on Beaver Bank Road across from Avery's, right at the intersection at Stokel.
The one that has Beaver Bank spelt as one word rather than two?
No, it's two words now.
Okay.
The original sign had it as one word, and they slapped up a blue sign over top it.
Well, okay.
It looked like the blue part was peeling off the sign somehow in the weather and the wind over the weekend. It got damaged. So when I got to my destination, I just called 311 and said, "Hey, by the way, I don't know if you guys know about this," and told them about the sign, exactly where it was. And woman took down my information. And yesterday morning, my cell phone rings, and it was the 311 folks. They were just calling to thank me. They said, quite often, those types of things go unreported because everybody thinks somebody else has done it. And so thank you. We got somebody out there and we're going to fix the sign.
Well, isn't that special?
So kind of cool. Nice to see when the system works.
Yeah. Still waiting for my call. Nobody's thanked me for reporting the fact that somebody tore up our front lawn. And then when they sent somebody out to repair it, he just threw some gravel and a couple of seeds on it, stomped it and left. No thank you calls there.
No.
Thanks, 311. Oh, and did I mention that was months later and a good month after they said it was going to be done?
So think about this for a moment. How pissed off would you be if you bought yourself a cruise to go to Bermuda only to be diverted to Halifax, Nova Scotia in the middle of October? Well, I'll tell you, it happened.
Where were these people from?
All over the world. It was passengers on board the Royal Caribbean Explorer of the Seas. And instead of going to Bermuda, they were disembarking here in Halifax over the weekend because they were asked to avoid Hurricane Gonzalo.
I was going to say, considering what was going on in Bermuda at the time, I think I'd opt for Halifax.
Well, a lot of people who got in touch with Royal Caribbean begged to differ. They said that there were plenty of other places down south in the islands that they could have cruised to as opposed to heading due north to Halifax, Nova Scotia, where nobody had clothes for mid-October.
Did they
not
see the size of that hurricane? When those things are spinning around, they take up quite a few miles. I mean, would they have been able to get around it without getting extremely rough seas? I think you head out north. You head away from where the hurricane is going.
Perhaps
these idiots, these tourists are going, "No, we should have driven right through the hurricane to another island." Like, do you not realize it's not just the eye that's messed up? The waves are huge. It disrupts the entire ocean. You get the hell away from a hurricane.
But interesting, some guy from Connecticut, a guy by the name of Tom Shuck, he was pleased as punch when he landed in Canada because he and his family actually wanted to cruise eastern Canada but settled for the Bermuda trip because it was the cheaper option. So he got what he wanted. But boy, I'll tell you, a lot of the Facebook comments on Royal Caribbean's page were just scathing from pissed off passengers.
Well, hopefully they were directing their comments at God.
Mm-mm.
Because Royal Caribbean did the right thing. Could you imagine if they had sent their ship down south to another island and they ran into rough seas or something with that hurricane coming by?
The point that a lot of the commenters were making was, okay, you know, we've paid for a southern destination.
Where did they leave from?
You could have gone west.
Where did they leave from?
I'm not sure where they left from.
See, if they left from Boston, New York, somewhere up north, and they were going to cruise down south, and this hurricane was coming up towards Bermuda, you get the hell out of there. You cruise up north.
I mean, most of those southern cruises, they usually start in like Miami or Tampa Bay, don't they?
Well, cruises start from all sorts of places.
Yeah.
But even if it did, I'm sure that the Royal Caribbean said, "We have a hurricane coming our way." You've seen those paths of the hurricane. You don't know exactly where they're going.
Yeah.
You know, you knew a couple of days in advance that Bermuda was going to get the brunt of it, whether the eye went right over the island or whatever. But, you know, you knew it was coming up that way. Mm. And think about where Bermuda is. And then think about the size of those hurricanes. They just wanted to get the hell out of the way of the hurricane.
Well, I guess it was officials in Bermuda that asked the cruise vessel to stay away as recovery efforts were still underway. So the storm had already passed.
Oh.
And they just didn't want it to interfere with recovery efforts.
That's different then. I feel bad. I didn't know it was after the hurricane had gone.
But still, it would have had impact.
Yeah, once it's gone, though, skies are clear, everything's nice. Mm,
you still have some pretty rough ocean, though.
If the hurricane had already passed Bermuda, then they were heading, you know, towards where the hurricane went to. They should have gone south. Mm. All right, I want to write Royal Caribbean now. Leave an angry message on their Facebook myself. I agree with all those people now.
Well, Toys R Us has, they have turned a bonehead move into a good marketing deal, I think. I didn't know this, but apparently Toys R Us were selling a series of Breaking Bad dolls, figures, like action figures. Sorry.
With blue crystal meth included.
Dolls came with bag of cash and meth. A Florida mom launched a petition against it, and, Toys R Us at first said, well, we keep them in our, we have like an adult action figure section.
Could anybody interested in action figures really legitimately call themselves an adult? Is that not a misnomer? Adult action figures?
Well, I mean, if, you know, Breaking Bad action figures, okay, they don't belong in Toys R Us. Toys belong in Toys R Us. Yes, they're action figures, and technically they're toys, but that sort of stuff, I mean, those are collectibles. That those should be sold in comic book shops and
wherever they sell those drinking games like Snakes and Ladders with shot
exactly.
glasses, the naughty get-together games, that type of thing. Who sells those now? I want to pick one up. No,
I know.
Used to be San Francisco's used to sell those, but there aren't any San Francisco's anymore.
No. And what was the other? The It Store. They used to do that kind of stuff as well.
Yeah. That's the name of this podcast. Where do you go for sex games? Jamie and Lisa want to know.
Well, you probably have to go to like a Sister Sarah's or Night Magic Fashions. I know they sell
that kind of stuff. But I'm talking about, you know, the games that that you would get for stag at parties and, you know, like you don't necessarily want to go into a place that has all these sex toys hanging on the wall and stuff.
Well,
you
just shop, I think, sells stuff like that for bachelorette parties, and I think glow parties as well. They sell for bachelorette parties.
Well, that's where you would have those games and the action figures for Breaking Bad and Toys R Us. Yeah, I agree. Adult section of Toys R Us.
Yeah. And notice too,
you got the swinging doors, just like the old video places. Oh, you want our adult toys? Those are in the back room there. And everybody knows that you're looking at adult toys.
We'll put them in this brown paper bag, too. I see as well Value Village taking a bit of flack for their costumes this year.
Costumes. We've got, have you seen the commercial where they're doing YMCA and they just keep singing costumes, we've got costumes? It's brilliant.
I didn't realize that they were down in the States as well.
I was in the Seattle station that was doing that.
Yeah. Well, and it's down in the States where they were getting a little bit of blowback for, in particular, this mother went in to look for a firefighter costume for her daughter. Her daughter wanted to be a firefighter for Halloween.
Sure.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a plan.
Yep.
Went to the display, and there were two costumes for firefighters. One for little boys that had hat, boots, and a little axe that you carry, and looked with a little shield, looked all official.
Yep.
And then there was the little girl version that had a skimpy dress that laced up and a little tiara for a hat, and it was
the sexy firefighter.
Exactly.
But sexy, insert name there, is huge.
When did Halloween become all about sexy?
We should ask the teenagers. What was Bronwyn? She goes, well, I either want to be a sexy cat or a sexy animal of some kind, or slutty, I think she even called it, the slutty cat.
Slutty cat.
I mean, that seems to be what the girls, it gives guys the opportunity to dress as women. And we're talking the macho guys that work on the construction sites that are just, you know, more testosterone. Everybody wants to just once have an excuse to
cross-dress.
To push the envelope a little
bit. Speaking of what, you want my push-up bra for Halloween?
No, you want it back?
No.
And women want the excuse to dress trashy. I mean, I honestly think, and I'm not being sexist here, I just think that what Halloween has turned into is an excuse for people to dress in a way that they're not allowed to dress normally.
And that's fine.
The body suits, the cat woman kind of thing. I mean, if you got it, flaunt it. But how often does the receptionist at your dentist's office or whatever have the opportunity to go out and wear something like that? You don't. ever and have
That's
fun.
That's fine
and
if you're an adult, but if you're going to get costumes for children, I don't think that there's a need for eight-year-olds to be wearing lace-up corsets as part of their Halloween costume.
Well, now, was this costume specifically designed for kids?
It was, yes. Yes, there's Value a picture Village, of the little girl on the package.
Oh, so this is a pre-made thing.
Yes,
then.
Yes, package
well,
deal.
Once again, never mind. You give me half a story and I start going on it, and then you give me the other half. That's twice now. One with the cruise and one with this thing. You do that on purpose. You tantalize me with a little tidbit. You have me rant and then you go, oh, by the way, here's another extremely important part of the story that I forgot to mention.
Well, no, it's only because sometimes you start the rant before the full story has been disseminated.
I'll sit quietly on my hands and wait until you're finished before I start ranting.
All right.
But you do understand what I mean, though, don't you think?
Oh, sure,
And when I say that about men, I'm not saying that every man's desire is to cross-dress, but what other opportunity ever in life do most people have to push that envelope? And to dress in a way that they wouldn't normally dress. And I think that's kind of what Halloween is turning into.
And if you're over 18, go for it.
Oh, I agree completely. But how can these teenagers dress any more sleazy than they do when they go to school?
Tights are not pants.
They wear tights as pants. I mean, how more skimpy can you get? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's going to do a complete 180. And now the kids are going to go out in Halloween dressed very conservatively.
Yes.
What are you wearing? I'm wearing at least 3 layers of clothing. It may be cold outside.
And I have a designer burqa. And it's always good to shine a light on good community neighbors. And I'm telling you, Pezance in Sackville, good community neighbor. I'll tell you the story about Acadia Park here in Sackville. It's on Sackville Drive by Acadia Hall. They've got a gazebo in there and some gardens. And the plan is to build a community rink for this winter. So after
an outdoor rink?
An outdoor rink.
Oh, neat.
Yep. And so now these guys have been, you know, for the last 3 years doing some great work at that site, but they've also been battling vandals. And for the most part, it's usually just kids stirring up shit and, you know, they've sort of ignored it. Well, they couldn't ignore it any longer this week after somebody rolled in with a van, loaded up all of their lumber for their boards and their hockey rink, and took off.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Now, they didn't discover it until this week, but then they went by and saw the security tape, and they've captured an image from September the 29th when it took place.
Is it going to be on Crime Stoppers?
Oh, it's been all over Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
One of the board of directors there just said, you know what? I drew the line at the community rink. Because, I mean, this lumber, these boards, they had already been drilled and numbered so they could just be put together like a puzzle piece to assemble the rink. So, I mean, all the work had been done.
But when you drive up in a vehicle and you take that much lumber, that's theft.
Oh, yeah.
That's stealing. That's not a bunch of kids going around and spray painting or something like that. That is premeditated robbery.
Yeah.
And those people not only should be caught, but they should be locked up. Unless, of course, that's only half the story. Now you're going to say, and it was...
No.
And they discovered later that these people were good Samaritans and they were just painting the hockey lines on the thing. And,
okay, no. Such is not the case.
Okay.
No, the director, she said, you know what? This was premeditated. These were adults and this is where she drew the line.
Yeah.
Lumber worth about $600. And the whole project was actually in jeopardy. There was a real good chance because, I mean, they didn't have that kind of money to go out and buy some more. And that's where Pezance stepped in. They said, oh, you need lumber? Well, we just so happen to have $600 worth of lumber.
Nice.
Here you go, guys. Build your community rink. So hats off to them for doing that.
The weird thing about it, though, is when they received the lumber from Pezance, it had already been pre-drilled.
And numbered.
That is a good story. It's a happy ending.
Well, hopefully they can catch the people responsible. I mean, the security tape was black and white, kind of grainy. You can clearly see the van. You can clearly see the lumber sticking out the arse end of it, but you can't see the license plate.
Can we put a link to that on this podcast?
Oh, but you know what? I can give you a link to a fabulous online story that appeared on cbc.ca/ns last night.
Who would have written such a story?
I have no idea, but I can give you all that information and you can see the picture for yourself.
Fantastic. So, yeah, go and look at that picture. If you recognize that van, call police.
Mm-hmm.
They don't mind that as long as the community is involved and we are trying our best to get these people. Let's get them because that's the type of thing that just pisses me off. There, finally you gave me a chance to get mad at something without twisting it and making me feel like an idiot. So that is it for the podcast today. We're back on Thursday.
Until then.